Hey, good to see you. I recognize you from the consultation. So I got the email with your design that you sent earlier, and I have the stencil ready. So we can go rock out with your cock out. Awesome. Follow me to the back, please. No, I did not do any of my own tattoos. Honestly, I have no idea how many hours I had to sit to get all these tats. Some took multiple sessions because of how many hours were required. I hope you don't mind the music. And if you do, well, too bad. Okay, you can go disrobe. No one will be coming in here for anything, so don't worry. Wow. Shit. Sorry. That was not very professional. Well, my reaction was because I've been tattooing for years, and I've seen many cocks during that time and have tattooed a bunch too. But I haven't seen one as nice as yours before. So, lay down. Show me exactly where you want the artwork. Okay, so right above your cock. I'm just gonna go shave the area. That way there won't be any hair in the way, and it will also take off the first layer of dead skin. Many people have wanted me to tattoo their dick. For some reason, many guys want a woman to do it. No. None of them have ever been erect during the actual needle part. Probably because it feels like you're getting your dick tased. It would make sense that the penis would need to be hard in order to tattoo the design. So guys do need to be erect when I'm putting the stencil on. Usually I have them go to the bathroom and jerk off. Then they come back and I quickly put on the stencil before they lose their erection. I know you have been hard this whole time, but for many guys, it's hard to be erect in this kind of environment. It's way more clinical than sexual. Plus, it's kind of cold. And you better not be erect because you've been staring down my shirt while I do this, perv. I know the shirt is pretty low cut and loose, so it's not really your fault. I like to show off as much of the ink on me as possible. Why bother getting my chest tattooed if I have to cover it up? Anyway, after the stencil is on the dick and I'm using the machine, the skin does need to be stretched out. So I'll have the guy wrap his dick around a wooden spoon or a soda can, like a bracelet. When a flaccid penis is stretched like that, it's the same size as a hard one. All right, I have a hand mirror. I'm going to use it so that you can easily see where I place the stencil. Does that look good? Great. I've been doing this for about 10 years. Before that, I was an unpaid apprentice for 2 years. Yep, you're right. I did already clean the area. I'm just putting some A&D ointment on you to moisturize and protect your skin. It's more painful for you if your skin is dry. I really can't say how much that area will hurt. It's different for each person, and I've never been tattooed there. But it's definitely not one of the most painful places by any means. Besides, this is going to be a pretty quick visit, since it is very small and it's only line work. So you're not going to be in discomfort for very long. Did you seriously tell me not to injure you with the needle? I told you how much experience I have. I know my shit. Now, if I wanted to hurt you, I would turn the voltage up to 12 on the coil machine, use a single needle, and add some shading to your tattoo with a 4mm stroke. No, I have it at 8 volts. I can go up to 10 for line work, but I prefer 8 for this. That way I can work slower and get your lines as crisp as possible. This machine goes from 4 to 12 volts. Different voltages are used for different things. The voltage controls the speed. If you're tattooing thick skin, like on the palm of your hand or the sole of your foot, you need to press down harder. So a lower voltage needs to be used. Otherwise, the person could get cut. Also, line work uses a lower voltage than shading. Ah, that. I had mentioned a single needle because that's not something that I would ever use on anyone. For line work, I use a size 4, which is made up of 4 tiny needles. Using just one needle can cause the tattoo to blow out. That means that the needle goes too deep and it enters the fat under the skin. The ink then spreads out and it goes beyond the lines of the tattoo, and that'll make it look blurry. No, it's not dangerous, just ugly. You have a good memory. I had mentioned using a 4mm stroke if I wanted to hurt you. And that's actually what I'm using right now. Relax. I always use a 4mm stroke for line work. It's the strongest, so if I used it for shading, which involves going over an area over and over, then that could scar you. I would not do that to you. Well, I wouldn't do it to anyone. I get asked that a lot. And I don't like to say that there are places no one should get tattooed. And that's because tattoos are highly personal, and you could always get them touched up if it fades. I will say that if you get tattooed where you have joints, places that bend and fold a lot, like the armpit or the elbow ditch, those places are not good for the longevity of the tattoo, so they end up looking weathered. Also, some people get the inside of their mouth tattooed, and that sometimes fades within a few months. But they can last a few years. Oh yeah, you can get just about anything tattooed, including your taint or asshole. Seriously. Well, I told you that you would not be feeling discomfort for very long. You, sir, are finished. I'm going to hold up the hand mirror again, and you can let me know what you think. Yep, it was super quick. Good, I'm glad you love it. Great. I just need to clean it again, then add the second skin, which sticks to the tattoo and is like saran wrap. That will stay on for 3 days. After I put that on, I'll hand you your aftercare sheet, and you'll be free to go. Oh my god. I was noticing that your cock is still hard. Sorry, I'm being a little unprofessional again. I'm glad that you don't mind. It's pretty impressive, I gotta say. So, is there a reason why you've been erect this whole time? Horny sounds like an understatement. Your balls look... Sorry, I couldn't help feeling them. They are so full. Oh, fuck. It's that uncomfortable? You really need relief. So, I have time before my next appointment. Yours was really short. I could help you out if you want. But you have to promise to see me again and get some more work done. Okay, deal. Do you have a preference for how you would like to get relief? As in a certain hole or a handjob? Or any variety of those things. And the great thing is, we pretty much already have a bed. Okay. Well, since you're already laying down, I'm just gonna climb up here. Okay. And... Ooh. Rub your dick along my slit. Stick it in me a bit, and then rub it up to my clit, and go back and forth, getting my clit nice and wet, While also making your dick wet. It's getting me wetter. Well, that didn't take much work. I am ready. Yeah. Oh yeah, you can see him. Here, lift up my shirt. I'm not wearing a bra, so easy access, and you can see all the art. I like to think that they are now the most beautiful tits in the world. Yeah, they're pretty big. But aside from that, they're gorgeous, aren't they? Yeah, you can squeeze them. I fucking love that. You can squeeze my ass too if you want. I've been told I have a nice ass. You can grope that. I do like having it groped. And squeeze my tits and tweak my nipples. Yes. Pinch them. Yeah, they're pierced, but that doesn't hurt. Do that all you want. Pinch them, pull on them. Oh god, yeah. Oh yes, yes, yes. Oh yeah, yeah, we can switch places. I said any of my holes, so you are absolutely right. Here, let me get down. Okay, sit up. Okay, I'm gonna get up here and get on all fours, and you can go stick it in my ass. It's already really, really lubed up from my wet pussy, so go for it. Oh, yes! Oh, fuck! No matter how many times I do anal, I never get used to the feeling of the cock going inside of me. Fuck! Feels amazing! Yes, it hurts, but it's like, it's a good hurt. Oh, and it makes me feel so fucking full, huh? Yes. Fuck me. Give it to me. Yeah, it's pretty intense. I'm guessing that you've never had your asshole played with before. But if you get the opportunity, you should definitely go for it. Just make your own opportunity. Get some toys, huh? You will love getting your prostate played with. It feels great even without a fucking prostate. Oh, I cannot even imagine what it would be like with one, huh? Shit. You really need to come? Okay, you can just come in my ass. Normally I don't let people come in me, but it's my ass, not my pussy. So come, please. It's fine. I just don't want you to pull out before you need to. So come in me, please. Stay in me. every last second that you need to. Does my tight asshole feel good clenching your hard cock? Come on, baby. Come on, relieve yourself. I know how uncomfortable you are. I want to give you all the relief that you need. I just want to make you feel good. Come on, come in me. I can feel your cock fucking twitching. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. I normally don't come from that. And since there wasn't any foreplay, and I didn't get to come before we had sex, that's a really nice bonus that I got to come. Fuck. I don't think that I even need to take a break or anything before my next appointment. I feel so good and ready to conquer the fucking world. Oh. Did you get all the relief that you need? Oh, good. I mean, I could have gone for another round or sucked you off, so. Well, maybe next time you come in, you'll be even more blocked up. And then I can give you lots of rounds of help. Whew. Oh, before you go, in 3 days, when you take off the second skin, you want to make sure that you wash the area twice a day with antibacterial soap. Then you're going to dry it and you're going to add a thin layer of Aquaphor. That'll help it heal. Also, not that you're going to be going to a nude beach, but who knows? No sunlight for 2 weeks. Well, I will see you next time. I'm looking forward to it. Bye.